Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood, and welcome back to the Realest Fatherhood Podcast Out, episode 63 of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. I'm your crazy, sometimes too real of a host, James Lopez, and I wanted to thank you once again for supporting the Fatherhood is Lit movement. When I started this, all I wanted to do was find cool shit for dads to do with their kids. I was tired of going places I didn't like just to make wifey and the kids happy. I decided to do things my way and find things that I knew my kids would love, but that I would also. You all fucked with it and made it even bigger. Next thing you know, brands were calling me to show up to their events, but you know that wasn't enough. I had to include my fathers. Those calls turned into pay me, but also let me bring some dads along for the fun. We have been able to do special events with the Yankees, Lego, numerous toy companies. We have been able to take dads and their kids to meet super entrepreneurs like Gary Vee and Matty Ray. And we have been able to do things in hip hop that I truly love, like shooting a music video with Marlon Craft, casting fathers as the leads. We made beats with my people over at Projectivity, and even learned how to create graffiti together with our kids. We have done so much more, and we have you to thank. Your likes, your comments, your recommendations made this happen. And I can't wait to represent for the dads live even more once this COVID crap is over. Till then, keep telling your friends about the movement. Keep commenting on the podcast. Keep rating it, but most importantly, keep making your presence felt in your kids' lives. That's the ultimate payback you guys could ever serve me with. The money will come, but it will come via the brands that rock with us. As we homeschool our kids, my son's teachers had us read a book called Enemy Pie, and it led to today's podcast episode about reinforcing lessons instead of forcing them. In the book, there was a kid who wasn't feeling his next-door neighbor named Jeremy. Little man didn't want anything to do with Jeremy and asked his dad what he could do about it. His dad, a slick man like many of us, told him he would bake Jeremy an enemy pie that his son could give him to eat later on. As they discussed the ingredients, the dad told his son that he had to spend a day with his neighbor for it to work. Without going into details, dad had a trick up his sleeve. He knew that having them hang out would change his son's mind, and by the end of the book, it worked. His son and Jeremy became best friends. His dad was sneaky in his ways, but very intentional with it as well. He got tricky with the lessons, and that's what I want to talk to you about today, since I have to use the method often with my kids, especially the oldest one. Kids just know it all. My oldest, he knows it all. Heck, all three of my kids know it all. Dad doesn't know a thing. You ever try to tell your kids something and they brush you off? Yep, it happens to all of us, and most times, we are the ones there fixing whatever came their way. When that happens, wow, sometimes I can't stop telling them I told you so. Maybe I should stop telling them, but I can't because they deserve it. No matter how much you teach your kids, they will always think they know more than you. I was the same way with my dad, but also was smart enough to know when shit went left, call dad. That's what they do. They call dad for help. I wish I could lie to you and tell you that I have the perfect remedy for when they think they know everything, but I don't. All I can say is that it will happen, and as stressful as it is at times, you can't let it get to you. Just remember that you have been through all the life experiences and they have not. You might not know it all, but you got knowledge that is super valuable and know how to pull through most situations way better than they do. Don't let their cockiness or willingness to feel like they know it all stop you from passing on lessons you are currently learning or learned throughout the years of living. They might not know it all. They won't get that until they are older and out of the crib. But it shouldn't stop you from passing on these lessons, even if you got to get tricky with those lessons. Sometimes you have to feed them the medicine with candy, and that same rule applies for lessons. Just like the kid's dad, he had a lesson in mind. But saying it wasn't going to be impactful. He had to disguise it in the form of an enemy pie, the medicine, to get little man to listen. You can do that with behavior, schoolwork, or even get crazy and do it with money lessons like I do. My oldest knows it all, and he loves all the new hypebeast stuff like Supreme clothing and sneakers like Yeezys and Jordans. I want him to learn the value of a dollar, how to run a business, and more, so I get tricky with those lessons. I have him reselling goods. He swore it was going to be super easy. He didn't listen to the fact that people wouldn't trust him because they didn't know him. He didn't understand the work that it takes to be a reseller. And he for damn sure wasn't just going to let me tell him no. No doesn't work in my house anyway. Instead, I took advantage of his love for reselling and my love of educating. You can hear about some of those lessons on episode 51 of the podcast. Instead of getting frustrated and yelling at him, I joined him in reselling to educate him on the business, finances, and more. He is getting a mini MBA by me being tricky, and I have no shame in it. Hearing him talk about some of the things he learned with people that have no clue about reselling is pretty dope. Parents swear we did something different or even bigger. The truth is, we took something he liked and used it for the lessons we know he would receive. I hype him about winning and selling something dope, but hype him even more about the lessons he's receiving. Find different ways to get your lessons across, and don't be worried about failing while doing so. Know what stakes are on the line and work with it. When iPads first came out, my son was 3 years old. We got him one, and all of my family members and even friends questioned us. Why would we spend almost $1,000 on an iPad for a kid? What if he broke it? We ran the risk of losing $1,000, but I also know we could afford it. What I couldn't afford was my son not knowing about technology at a young age. The stakes were high on the education side, not on the money side. I was willing to lose $1,000 as long as my son learned something. Now all of my kids have devices, while some family members still think we are crazy. I identified the stakes. One was a price point, one was growth. I chose to risk it for the sake of growth, and it was a great decision. I'll do it all over again. You could do the same thing in numerous ways without breaking the bank or frustrating yourself. It's like when you let a kid ride a bike without the training wheels. You want to chase them down and make sure they don't get hurt. You want to show them you will always have their back, but one day you will stop chasing them. You will let them do their thing, and they might just bust their asses like all my kids have done. You will clean up their cuts, maybe even hit them with a line like, "Hey, if you cry or complain about this damn cut, we're going home." But the point is, you let them deal with the consequences of growth. The stakes are low. Band-aids are cheap, but the stakes are high because we want them to learn to believe in themselves. Only you know how much you can take. Evaluate the stakes and get busy. There's no blueprint to this. Trial and error. My oldest just asked me for $40 to buy a bot for his reselling escapades. I know those things barely work, especially if you're only using one and everybody else has 1,000 of them. But for $40, why not let him fail? The stakes are low there. I can replace $40. What I can't replace is the lessons he learns by doing it on his own. And also failing on his own. Last but not least, like most things we try to do with our kids, our lessons or the way we try to apply them might not work. Or they simply might not get it the first few times. That's expected, but that shouldn't stop you from continuing to find ways to apply valuable lessons to your kids. If it doesn't work the first time, try again. If not, try something different. There's no telling how your kids receive the lessons, and the more you try, the more you learn how to approach the lessons you want to teach. Each of my kids are different. What works for one doesn't work for the other, and that's okay. They are different. Find a way that works for each and every one of your kids. Always keep that in mind. Just like the story Enemy Pie, sometimes we dads have to think about the lessons we want our kids to grasp. Kids will be kids. They know it all and will make the lessons harder to teach at times. But we are smart, capable dads. We have to feed the medicine with the candy, so we shall. Some lessons they will grasp with ease, while some of those lessons will fall flat. If the stakes are low, let them fail. If the stakes are high, get involved. But don't sugarcoat it or make it easy for them. Find ways to teach them that may seem unorthodox, but can lead to something greater. Get tricky with those lessons if you have to, because we can't always force our kids to learn at the speed we would want them to. However, we can always make our presence felt and figure out ways to get our message across, especially once we evaluate what stakes are on the line. Every day is a new day to help our kids grow. Don't force lessons. Reinforce them your way and take calculated risks with those lessons, because just like you matter to them, so do the lessons you want to pass along. Let's get it, fellas. Make your presence felt and get tricky with it if you have to. Fatherhood is lit.